Okay, I am Bryce Barnett, and I am here with Steve Barnett, my grandfather, and he is a person that was alive in the 60s I'm interviewing, and tell us about your time in the 60s.
60s decade was a very troubled decade on the most part. It had a lot of issues that are still main history issues today. We had presidents getting assassinated. We had missile crisis on the brink of nuclear war. We had wars going on that had been going on for years that were no longer really recognized why we were there. It was the whole decade of the 60s had a lot of problems and are still history today, unsolved some of it.
Okay. So you were in the Vietnam War.
I was in the Vietnam War. I was there at the end of the war. We were bombing. I was in a squadron of bombers. We worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week, loading bombers. And 1973, in December, they stopped bombing. It was like overnight, turn off the switch. We don't bomb anymore. I was there until a couple more months, and then I came back to the States and finished out my tour in the Air Force in Michigan. I went over there in 72, and like I say, I was on the end of it. I know guys that went over in 62, very early. And to this day, the Vietnam War veteran were not recognized with any respect till the last probably 10 years. They started getting what they deserve, or what I feel they deserve. And no complaints now, as far as I know, from guys that are left. Like I said, I'm getting on the end of the dying breed of the guys that were there.
Yeah, so I remember learning some veterans, when they got back from the war, they weren't treated well anti-war people. Yeah, did you ever experience that?
I didn't experience that much. I mean, there was guys get back, they'd get spit on getting off the plane. I mean, you know, total disrespect for, they put their life on the line and maybe didn't know why, but we knew we were there for a reason.
Yeah.
But we didn't know why. It just drug on too long. And it was all about communism, but it ran its course. And the end of it, it just seemed like it went on too long for no reason. It didn't accomplish anything.
So did you start to like not like LBJ and stuff? And what were your feelings about those presidents?
You know, at that time, it was early 60s, 62, 63, when they decided to send troops over there. We were involved back in the late 50s. But as in the 62, 63, we put troops on the ground. And there again, he thought it was to stop communism. That's what the whole thing was about. North Vietnam fighting South Vietnam, trying to take them over. The communists, take them over. And LBJ didn't want communism to spread. So that's why we put troops over there. But there again, it really didn't accomplish anything that I can say. And I was there. And it went on so long, it was ridiculous. 20-year war is not good.
Yeah. So the Cuban Missile Crisis, that was a big thing.
That was big in the early 60s. There again, that's unfortunately JFK was assassinated shortly after that Cuban Missile Crisis. But that was a nuclear threat by Russia. And it was unknown that they were putting missiles in Cuba at the time. We just happened to fly a U-2, which is a very high surveillance aircraft and saw the missile sites being built. And JFK had enough nerve to put a sanction on Russia and more or less blockaded Cuba. And that gave 13 days of could have been near nuclear disaster, because it was very touch and go on what would happen. And it took 13 days to resolve it. And finally, Russia and we also pulled out of Turkey. We had missiles going in Turkey. So the combination of resolve between Russia pulling out Cuba, we pulled out Turkey, and it stopped that disaster. It could have been a lot worse, because they could have gotten anywhere in the United States if they were in Cuba. So you got to give credit to JFK for standing his ground on that.
So it was basically just like a stalemate between the
two. Yeah, it was who's going to push the button first, and hope by God that nobody does.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, where were you when that was going on? Were you in the military, or was
No, that was in the early 60s. So I was just a kid, but
But you were still
11, 12 years old, Yeah. But I knew about it. I knew it's not good during the Cold War to have somebody threatening nuclear disaster.
So you're talking about JFK, how he got assassinated after, like shortly after that?
Yeah, he was assassinated. When was he assassinated? 62 or 3?
Yeah. I think it was
62. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it was shortly after that. He got assassinated in Dallas. And I was in the sixth grade when that happened. And they announced it over the loudspeaker at school, which I don't think they would ever do that these days. I don't know. But, that's how I found out. And it was a scary experience, you know.
Yeah. So, like, moving on, like, other major things happened in the 60s, like the moon landing. What was that, like, experiencing that?
Moon landing, there again, it's been disputed if that was actual or not. I thoroughly believe that was an actual moon landing. There's too much documentation. There's no acting going on. There's no Hollywood. That was an actual moon landing. What I don't understand is why these days, with all the technology we had, that we can't get there sooner than we did in 69. In 69, this laptop we're talking on right now has more technology now than they did to put a man on the moon. And it's ridiculous. But anyway, we'll get there again. But there's no doubt in my mind that was not an actual event. Moon Day 69.
Yeah. I bet it's really fun to hear all the people that say it's fake.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't understand. There's so many things that you hear anymore that they're disputing that you know it's not right. You know it's not right. And anybody with any common sense would know it too. You know, you just, you can't dispute technology. So.
Yeah. So, you were in the war. After the war, was there any parts of life that were like hard to adjust to or anything?
It wasn't as hard for me to get out in civilian life as it was the guys that were in the jungle.
Yeah.
I was not in the jungle. I was flying bombs in from Thailand.
Yeah.
So we had a squadron of B-52 bombers. Like I said, we every day, 24 hours a day, they were flying in, dropping bombs. But I wasn't fighting in the jungle itself. The guys that came back, if they came back, that were hand-to-hand combat, they had a very rough time, and they still do. There's guys, Vietnam War veterans right now, that are still struggling were fighting that war. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is all for the interview that we have now.
That's good.
But yeah. Thank you for telling your experience, and thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Yeah.